And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here and rock god Rick Maxa is out of town. He'll be back next week for Memorial Day weekend. Harold Davis from Davis Boats. Mike Lum from Fred Hall Shows. Steve Pinard from Dana Landing and East County Bait and Tackle. We're talking Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea this morning and a lot of great fishing stuff. You heard Captain Marcus Medak talking about bluefin tuna everywhere. But they're being bluefin tuna right now. They don't want to bite. But they will.
They
don't
will.
Don't you worry.
Yep.
You ain't you worry. It's going to be
they're just ahead of the albacore.
It sounds like they're bigger than they've been eating all winter. And they're bigger than they were last year. Oh, man, that makes me hurt just thinking about pulling on one of those things. But it's going to be a great season. And we're talking about this. It's unbelievable. Tim Baker's been inundated with people. But two opportunities right now. All the barbecues have been spoken for. And you can buy until 5 o'clock today. You buy two Reel a Week tickets. You get one free, and you can do that at Dana Landing, right? You step right
up,
give them $50. They're going to give you $75 worth of tickets until 5 o'clock today.
And we even have a credit card machine. They'll run the credit card.
Really?
For you. Yeah, so you don't have to have cash. Just head on down there. They'll take care of you.
They'll do the credit card.
Something got overlooked while we were talking about all of this.
All
this
right.
is really important.
Okay.
Any ticket that is bought today on this program, including the $1,000 ones for the barbecue, will be identified, and if drawn during the 31 weekly drawings, in addition to the reel for that week, they're going to win a CalStar rod.
What?
Yep. Only for these bought today, they're going to be marked, and if that number is drawn during the 31 weekly drawings, that person will win a CalStar rod on top of whatever reel.
Wow.
Kind of important. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, kind of important. Yeah.
It was an oversight.
Including the $1,000 worth of tickets of the people that bought the barbecue.
Those people will all be entered into that. And anybody that buys two tickets and gets three, all three of those tickets will be identified. And during the rest of the year, if one of those tickets is drawn and it's marked for today, they will get a CalStar rod in addition to whatever reel it is.
So today, if you buy two tickets, you would be into three raffles. It would cost you 54 cents a raffle, and you would get a reel worth up to $600 plus a rod.
Plus a CalStar rod, yep.
I'm sold.
Yeah,
or it could
yeah.
be a $200 reel and a $300 reel and a $600 reel and a rod.
That promotion, by the way, was made available because of the folks over at CalStar. I talked to them last week and told them that we were doing this with the help of this donor, and they said, well, we'd be happy to work and make this thing really go. So that was the added incentive, and I just forgot to mention.
Wow, pretty good. All right, 858-457-1090, open right now, or 877-792-1090, open right now. You want to get through, have a chance to win a $50 gift card to Dana Landing or East County Bait and Tackle, courtesy of the generosity of my friend Steven here, and two tickets to the captain's reception at the beautiful Bally High. Mm-hmm. Larry and Tommy, thank you very much for all your generosity of sharing that beautiful venue with us there at the Bally High. That's June 20th, a not-to-be-missed deal. Wait a second. Breaking news right here on Let's Talk Hookup. My good buddy Tom Green, the fish spotter extraordinaire, who may be in the air right now. Are you in the air, Tom?
No, I'm on my way to the airport, though, Pete.
Ah, okay. Now, if you are lucky enough to be a friend of Tom's, you get to see these spectacular pictures he posts on his Facebook page of these giant schools of bluefin. So fill us in, Tom.
Well, it's been an unbelievable season for us. We're wrapping up our season. I'm really looking forward to working with the sport fleet this year. It's going to be phenomenal on the bluefin. Starting to see a lot more yellowtail on the kelps. But That stuff's going to turn around and start biting soon. It's got to.
Yeah. You're seeing a lot of volume up in the air?
Oh, Pete, never seen. I've been fish spotting for 42 years. I've never seen the bluefin like I have the last 2 years. I thought last year was good. This year makes last year look bad.
Wow.
It's scary.
Whoa. The endangered bluefin tuna, right?
Oh, you know, my partner, Adrian, was flying down below, and he says, Tom, you got to come look at this. I said, what, Adrian? I'm 60 miles from you. He says, you got to come look at this. I went there, and it was one school 4 miles long, Pete.
Whoa.
4 miles.
4 miles.
4 miles, and I don't mean scattered. I mean it was a solid line of fish, maybe. Wow. 150 yards wide and 4 miles long.
Wow.
How many ton is that? And not, you know, not one of those fish was under 40 kilos. Everyone was 40 plus.
The 80,
which is
90 pounds. Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
It's going to be a phenomenal year. The guys I've been talking to, I've been telling them, get ready. They're coming. Get ready. They're coming.
Yeah. Wow. Is that exciting news? So, Tom, you said the fish pens that you spot for pretty much done. They're pretty much wrapping up their season. They're not going to be fishing anymore.
We're done. Our group is done. The other group, I think, has got their. If they're not done today, I think they will be done today.
Okay. That's good news for the
I've been keeping an eye on them, and purse seiners won't be down below the border within 2 days.
Wow. Wow. Is this stuff moving? Is it moving north? Is it pretty stationary? What's the story?
You know what? It has been stationary. It's just now starting to push a little bit north. I saw a real good school 2 days ago of, I would guess, 25 to 35-pound fish. It was a 100-ton school, and it was crossing the border. It was heading kind of towards the 43. Now, whether it turned around and came back down, I don't know. But, yeah, it has been pushing slow to the northwest, you know.
Wow. Now, is it stuff on balls of anchovy like last year, or what are you seeing in
that? We haven't seen the bait. The fish, everything that we catch that ends up on the deck, which is not very many, as you know, but they have been full, and I mean completely full, of red crabs.
A red crab.
And then every now and then we'll get some that's full of that real small fin bait. Now, I don't know if it's a little bitty anchovies or anchovettes or what the heck it is.
So very similar to last year of what happened.
Yeah.
Same scenario.
Yeah. But, you know, if my partner Carl, who I talked to yesterday, who I said that he saw an unbelievable amount of bait, just inside Clemente, and he said it was just school after school. So if that bluefin gets up there on the bait, then we're going to start seeing all those big boilers like we did last year.
Oh, man. You're getting us all excited here in the studio here, and I'm sure our listeners out there on Let's Talk Hookup are pretty pumped up for this information. Tom, and you're going to be spotting for the sport fishing fleet, the Sport Fishing Association of California, right?
That's correct. I'm really looking forward to that. I had a lot of fun with the guys last year. There's some tremendous fishermen there on the sport boats, and I'm looking forward to doing it again this year.
Wow, fantastic. Well, Tom, Fish Spotter, we sure appreciate your efforts, and thanks for filling us in. And keep us posted here on Let's Talk Hookup, okay?
We'll certainly do it. That's for sure, Pete.
All right, Tom. Nice to hear from you. Thanks very much for the information.
Good to talk to you.
You too, yeah. Tom is a extraordinary fellow. Lives up on your neck of the woods.
Just in time for the Tuna Wars program.
How about that?
They're on their way. They got the invitation.
I mean, if that isn't enough for you to get motivated to buy a ticket on one of those three boats for Tuna Wars 3.
Yep. That's the beauty of a two-day trip, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're going to have plenty of time to get down to wherever they are.
Sounds like that June 21st through the 23rd timing is going to be ideal.
It's going to be perfect.
Optimal. Yeah, ideal, yeah. For sure. You know, one thing I wanted to mention that we didn't, Mike Lum, is that you can buy tickets because of the can I say it, the stupid state of California doesn't allow you to buy raffle tickets for a 501c3 online, for whatever reason that may be. But you can buy tickets to the captain's reception online. So at rollokids.org, you can buy raffle tickets online, or not raffle tickets, but you can buy captain's reception tickets for the captain's reception on June 20th.
Yes, it costs $25 to go to that captain's reception, and you can buy those tickets online and reserve your space. And we expect it to be a really, really fun event, just like it was the last 2 years.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time.
I know we have some fantastic raffle prizes because we've been working on it for months.
Unbelievable stuff. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting out there. Our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Your saltwater guide in this report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Oh, boy, they're getting ready with all that bluefin, right? They're going to be busy at Fisherman's Processing because they'll do your fish local, long range, or your pirate boat trip while you wait a lot of times, but best to make a reservation. If you know you're going fishing on one of the local boats, call up Sean and his gang over there and pre-book your order there for sure, because they give you superior service, superior product, and they also do those amazing tuna burgers too. Find them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check their website at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to our fish dope reporter, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, you guys. Good morning. Great show, as always.
Did that message from Tom Green get you excited about bluefin or what?
Well, that's what I... You know what's funny is right before he started talking, I was getting all prepared to talk to you guys because I was out at the island for a two-day trip this Thursday and Friday, and like Tom was just saying, there, all that anchovy is here. It's everywhere. We were crowding it in the middle of the channel. There were just giant schools of mackerel pushing these anchovies out of the water. It looked like the bluefin. The first group I saw about 4 miles away, I was going as fast as I could to get to it because I thought that it was tuna because the anchovies were standing like a foot out of the water like they did last year when the bluefin were on it. But it was all big, big bohunk mackerel just pushing that anchovy. And sonar was lit up. There was giant schools of anchovies everywhere. So like Tom was saying, as soon as the bluefin meet the anchovies, it's going to look just like last year. It's going to be insane. But
boy.
Just like we talked about last week, you know, we finally got a little break in the weather, and bam, everything jumped back up. San Clemente Island, that yellowtail bit, it didn't bite extremely wide open like it did 2 weeks ago when the weather stopped, but there was still decent scores on that bigger fish, and I think the problem is there's plenty of fish there. They're just big. They're 25 to 35 pound fish. So you're not seeing massive numbers, but you're still seeing really good fishing. And the calico bass fishing is insane over at the island right now. Anywhere in the shallows, very, very good calico bass fishing. You jump over to Catalina. We were there, like I said, for 2 days, Thursday and Friday. We were lucky enough to get some squid from the carnage. And we turned that into wide open yellowtail fishing in the middle of the backside of the island. That smaller grade fish, that 5 to 10 pound fish, but it was literally as much as you want. And mixed in with it is plenty of that bigger barracuda, the real big stuff, that 5 to 12 pound barracudas all over the backside. It's not biting wide open by any stretch of the imagination, but you got a shot at it. And once again, really good calico bass fishing all over the back if you could find a little bit of conditions.
Wow.
Then we jump over to the beach, same thing. Really good bass fishing on the edges of the kelp in South Orange County. And if you want to see a white shark, the whale watch boats in Dana Point are all going white shark watching. So you just got to get out there like we say every week. You got to go fishing.
Yeah, you got to go fishing. And fishdope.com, Danny's been on it from weather to fishing. Catalina to that bluefin tuna down south of the border. He's on it at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Hook up now, lowercase, no space. Hook up now is your code for $20 off of fishdope.com. And I might mention Ollie and Jason from BD Outdoors and Fish Dope will be on the show this coming Saturday, talking Fish Dope, talking BD Outdoors. And we'll probably talk about Dave Hansen, too, before his next report, because you never know, right? Hey, Dave, how do we get a hold of you if we want to get a hold of your saltwater guide?
All right, you guys give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at your saltwaterguide.com. You guys have a great rest of the day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much, Dave. Appreciate that report. Exciting stuff happening in Southern California. Tom in San Diego, you're next up. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, I just, I have to say I was watching President Trump give an address, so I missed the report on the captain, the flying spotter. But I heard a week or two ago that there were something like 200 miles of bluefin lined up coming north. So can you repeat that a little bit, please?
Well, you'll have to listen to the archive. We're not going to do that. So you'll just have to go to letstalkhookup.com, go to our archives page, and you'll have to re-listen to that. So what was your question there, Tom?
Well, my question was twofold. One was about catching big bluefin, but the second one, where would a 6-pound bluefin come from if it was cut just offshore here? Could that have originated in the Sea of Japan, or is there possibly another spawning ground?
Don't know the answer to that. But thanks for the call this morning. Let's talk to Lou in Fullerton. Good morning, Lou.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Mike and all. Hey, I just got off the phone with Tim and got my tickets.
Oh, thanks, Lou.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Pete knows, I've been from the barbecues at the park over by Irvine to the beginning to the end and everything else. I just wanted to let everybody know that it's a damn good cause. It's a wonderful cause. And the kids, like, I think, I don't know who one of you guys mentioned, don't buy an Xbox, buy a tackle box. And that holds true with in my family and a lot of friends. So keep up the good work, and you'll find everybody participating, because the kids are our most important resource. And I thank you guys all for that.
All right. Thank you for all your generous support of Captain Morales, Kids at Sea, too, Lou. You're a good man. Appreciate that. And, you know, it's been a tremendous morning this morning. I know Tim Baker is a little busy, right, Mike?
Yeah, he's a little preoccupied. Apparently we did something to stir the pot a little bit.
But that's good. So we sold all three of those barbecues.
We did. Those went very, very quickly.
And we're selling tickets. You buy two, you get one free for the Reel of the Week, either at Dana Landing or by calling Tim at 909-223-9631. But we got another offer. We're throwing in another offer here.
Well,
but wait, there's more.
There is.
Yeah.
The barbecue, number three.
The barbecues are gone. But we have a demo Tiburon SST number 8. That's the smart shift, auto-shifting two-speed reel that is fabulous. It's a fabulous reel. This reel is like brand new. It is not brand new, but it comes with the cloth bag, and it looks like it has never been fished. I think the reel is probably in the $600 to $700 price range. We have one.
But I mean, when they were new, they were over $1,000, weren't they?
I think. I'm not really sure. I just know I'm amazed. This reel shows no sign of wear whatsoever. Yeah. We were going to use it at the captain's reception, but the barbecue sold out so quickly. If somebody wants to buy, and I only have one, if somebody wants to call Tim and buy $1,000 worth of raffle tickets today, you'll be entered into that special drawing that throughout the rest of the Reel of Week, if you are drawn, you'll win the CalStar rod. That's a special drawing for anybody that buys tickets today. We're going to send you this Tiburon reel as part of the deal. So you got $1,000 worth of raffle tickets and a $600-plus Tiburon reel, and you're entered into the special CalStar drawing for the rest of the year. There's only one reel.
Dial now.
Whoever calls Tim at 909-223-9631 and gets there first, he will take the first one that wants that, and you will send you out the reel.
And we have an operator standing by.
There you go. All right, Ed and Mira Mesa, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, since I have everybody there that pretty much an expert on fishing and that, I was wondering, next week I'm going out to San Clemente Island. And what I was wondering, what can I expect of the fish, but also what kind of gear would you bring?
So I'll tell you, you just heard Captain Dave Hansen talking about phenomenal. This is calico heaven right now. This time of the year, calico bass fishing at Clemente is amazing. So I would definitely bring something to catch calico bass on plastics. You know, a Shimano Calcutta 300 would be my choice, or the new Tranks 300 would be a great choice, along with a Terramar, matching Terramar rod. Be a great choice. Fill that up with Power Pro Max Quattro 50-pound. Put a 40-pound top shot on that thing, because those things like to get into the weeds and pull hard. of Seaguar fluorocarbon, you'll be in good shape. And then as far as for, they're going to probably have squid. So as far as squid goes, what would you fish when you're fishing squid there, Captain Harold?
You know, I'd just stick with the same outfit you talked about and then rig it with a bait hook. And I like fly lining it out there.
Oh, sure.
And jerk it through the weeds real slow. And when they blow up underneath that, it's...
Yeah,
it's really fun.
Mike, you have a lot of tackle in your arsenal. What's your go-to squid rig?
I actually like fishing Spectra. You know, I've switched over to that, and I fish that almost exclusively now. So Spectra with a very short top shot. And if I'm fishing calicos over there, I like fishing a weedless leadhead. And I tend to fish a leadhead a little bit heavier than what you really think you need, because it helps get down through the kelp. And that's one of my favorite outfits.
Okay. Very good. Hope that helps you out. I guarantee you're most certainly going to probably catch something over there at Clemente. It's a good time of the year for sure. And I wonder, you know, because it's Memorial Day weekend, if they do a little less closures over there. I don't know what the status of the closures are, but I think they probably give, because of Memorial Day weekend, the Navy probably quiets down a little bit. Yeah. So it's probably a really good weekend to go over there.
Not sure they take weekends off, Pete.
But a lot of times they do give our military people a little time off once in a while, and that would certainly be, we can hope so. But you just look at fishdope.com has all the links to that. If you go on fishdope.com, you can check that out and see what the exposure to the Navy fleet is. Stephen.
No, I just, you know, we've talked about this Reel of the Week thing, which is obviously going extremely well. And, you know, I just don't want everyone to forget that we have our tuna wars. We talked briefly at the beginning. And, you know, a couple things that we haven't mentioned is last year, I would say the gift bag was worth $300-$500. I mean, it was just jugged.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff. And we're still working on that. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what's going to be in them, but I know the bag itself this year is really, really nice. Tim's done a nice job sourcing that. So everybody that gets on the boat's going to get a very cool duffel bag that will be branded with the Tuna Wars 3, and it'll be full of stuff that's cool.
I mean, I would guess there was 25 things in this bag, and that was last year. I mean, I'm not trying to sell a bag of goods, but I will tell you the bag is not just a little plastic bag with a quarter pound spool of line and everything. It is a solid,
unbelievable deal.
It's the real deal. And everyone who won, the boat that had the largest tuna on it, got a jacket with the logo of the boat.
The way that actually works is we take the three largest fish per boat, and the combined weight of the three largest fish determines the winning team on that boat. And then we have jackets embroidered with the insignia of that team, like I think it was Team Hard Merchandise last year.
Right.
And so it was that logo embroidered onto these jackets, and with the angler's name, the teammate's name on the front. They're very, very nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably a $150 jacket. This wasn't some little windbreaker with a little logo sewn or. I mean, it's just, I'm just trying to let everyone know the quality of what you get. This is a first class deal. I mean, it's a great thing. And then, you know, we've already talked about it, but the captain's reception, that is just that. I mean, for $25, that is so much fun. Come down. Obviously, you're going to see all the captains. You're going to see all the stuff that everyone's going to see in the boat. But these raffles that we have there are just like, I remember there was one for four tickets, like in the Toyota Terrace for Padres. I mean, there was like a case of really nice wine. There was so much stuff for the entire family. Wife,
there was
everyone.
A fishing trip too.
I can tell you this year some of the things that are going to be there. We have a barbecue. There's a lot of talk about barbecue today for some reason, but we have a product called Bull Outdoors. This is a commercial grade stainless steel barbecue. This is not the kind of barbecue you buy at your local hardware store. This is a commercial grade. I think it retails for between $2,500 and $3,000. That's going to be at the barbecue or at the reception. We already have the barbecue.
The other thing, we had a Captain Rallo's board of directors meeting yesterday, of which Captain Frank Lopresti is a part of. And Frank is pretty well known for his... He's an expert wine collector, and Frank committed a case of his wine for the captain's reception.
I'll be buying raffle
tickets. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's not a bottle under $70.
Yeah, he said there's not a bottle in his cellar under $70, but that's when he bought it. So, and he collects it. It could be worth way more. That That's going to be a very in-demand.
And then don't forget Mike Battistoni from Maui Jim, who was really, to be honest with you, it was kind of his brainchild. He thought this whole thing up and had the relationship with Paul Heber that got the thing started. He's flying all the way out from Florida representing Maui Jim, and he's going to be there. And I don't remember the number, but...
Yeah, merchandise.
I'm going to throw, if you buy like 10 raffle tickets, it's really not a big number. You get to go up and pick out a pair of free Maui Jim glasses and wear them out. You here you go. Up to like a $300 pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. I don't remember the number, but it's not a lot of raffle tickets, which, again, you get into the raffle tickets for the tickets, the wine, the fishing trips, the vacations everywhere. I mean, last year it was an Alaskan vacation. There's trips. The raffle tickets are insane. I mean, you just don't see this type of stuff at a regular event, and it's a lot of fun, and you're hanging out at the Bally High. It's a can't miss.
You get to hang out at the Bally High, and that's, of course, the 20th. And then the 21st, there's space available aboard the Liberty with Captain Taro, fishing with Captain Dave Marciano. There's space aboard the Cortez with Captain Jim Hughes and Captain Greg Mayer. And there's space aboard the Tribute with Captain Mike Pritchard on the Tribute, which is and Captain Paul Hebert, all from those guys from the Wicked Tuna show. You get that bag that's worth hundreds of dollars worth of goodies. You get to go on a two-day fishing trip with these guys, which is great fun.
Prime time.
It's $1,000, and the most biggest thing is you're sporting a cause that takes kids fishing. What could be wrong with that?
Well, the really nice thing about it is you're going to use a credit card, or you're going to write a check, and it's going to be made out to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea for $1,000. That's the bottom line. Included in that, you're going to get to go on a fishing trip.
And it's a 501c3.
Exactly.
It's a charitable organization, and use that information for however you want to use it. So it's all about taking kids fishing. It's a registered 501c3, and we can show you all the documents for that. When we come back, we're going to talk more fishing here. Talk more Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full-service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center. 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Dirichlet River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Dirichlet and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
XEPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
Scott and BR, weekday afternoons at 3 on San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup from the Mighty 1090. We're having fun here in the Mighty 1090 studios, talking fishing. And I got to tell you guys, today's show, if you missed parts of it, this is a go-to show on our archives page. My buddy Adam on the other side of the glass here does a great job getting those posted up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Right away, you can listen to portions of it. But do not miss Tom Green's report on the aerial sightings of all that bluefin tuna. Marcus Medak's report about his sightings on the water aboard the New Loan. So much going on. Not to mention all the great things that are happening here. And we want to thank everybody out there for basically driving Tim Baker crazy this morning. Keep it up, because it's been a busy morning for Tim. Keep trying. 909-223-9631. 909-223-9631. People are buying tickets, taking advantage of that buy two, get one free on the Reel of Week, taking advantage of the barbecues, the Tiburon, the whole deal, and going to Dana Landing today and seeing the people at Dana Landing. You get that same deal on the Reel of Week tickets, buy two, get one free at Dana Landing today.
Don't forget, anybody that buys tickets today are entered into that bonus drawing. So if you win a reel throughout the 31 weeks, you're going to get a CalStar rod on top of the reel.
Yes, indeed. Want to remind you, this week is the week. The 23rd, they're going to put the fences up at the ramp at Shelter Island Launch Ramp down to one lane starting this week at Shelter Island through the summer. So Stephen is smiling.
I am smiling.
Yeah. Why are you smiling? Because you have a beautiful launch ramp right next to Dana Landing, right?
I know a place.
Yeah, yep. I know a place, too.
Launch. No, jokes aside, I mean, the Dana Landing launch ramp is beautiful. Oh. It's a great spot. I mean, I know I have my shop next to it, but it's a great launch ramp, great dock, great facilities, great parking. A lot of people just automatically go to Shelter Island. It will be a great ramp, but I think, I'm pretty excited for the exposure, and yeah. I think a lot of people coming down the 5 are going to realize how easy it is to just get off at SeaWorld Drive or take the 8 to down to the end there. It's going to be, for me, it's going to be great, but it's right, I'm looking forward to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be great. So, also, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, loaded with great information. Last week, they had the insert on the Battle of the Basin. That's the big Western Outdoor News San Diego offshore jackpot at all three San Diego landings. Going to be a good time, and they still have space available on a lot of the boats there. And also, a lot of good information on sea bass and bass and everything in there. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Don't miss it. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Mungo. What's up, Mungo?
You got me. You have my favorite guy on there today. Hey,
Mike Lum.
Yeah, huh?
Mike Lum, right?
Yeah. Well, you're my favorite too. I don't want to make anybody upset.
Mungo.
Hey, Friends of Rollo, which is to change the name of it, is most probably the most important thing you guys can put out there to get these kids out doing something, get that, put the lousy computer down, get them out of the basement. They don't have basements in California. They do back here, though. And just show them a good time on the saltwater, you know. When I was growing up, my dad had me out with Bill Poole, and I swear I grew up, and my got my kids out there. I know Mike, he's an advocate of saltwater fishing, for sure.
No,
is that right, Michael?
Absolutely, and your son Shannon is a wonderful angler, and I'm sure he is very appreciative of all you did to get him getting going when he was a little guy, and that's what we're trying to do for the rest of these kids.
Yeah, very cool. Nice to hear from you, Mongo. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Want to remind you, too, we keep you updated all about the whole week on our email blast. If you haven't signed up for our email list, Bill Varney's doing a fantastic job giving you updates about the whole week of what's going on Let's Talk Hookup, giving you an update of what's going on the fishing grounds, and all that great stuff. It's free. It comes right into your email box there, and we don't sell our lists, so don't worry about that. Just go to letstalkhookup.com. On the front page, just click on that, put your email in there, and we'll be sending you that out every week. We also have a great monthly newsletter that we send out. Like last month, we sent out a whole email newsletter about Whalers Cove Lodge, which I'm not sure you saw that one, Harold, but that was a great story written by Jay.
Is that right?
The general manager up at Whalers Cove Lodge. So always fun. I call Harold the Pied Piper because we put these trips together with Davis Boats and Harold. And our Whalers Cove, as well as our Katmai trip, people follow Harold everywhere because it's kind of fun, huh?
Well, you can't help but have fun. Everybody is a fisherman and everybody wants to have a great experience. And like we said before, we both went together, and it's a proven product.
Yes.
It isn't, we are taking an experiment. I've done those experiments.
Yeah.
And so
we don't experiment anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No.
These are.
You go on your own, and if you like it, then you can sing the song with praises, and people respect your thought process and all the efforts that you put in to do that stuff. Yeah.
It all sounds so good on the front side. But then it may be totally different when you get there. And that's especially true when you come to Alaska, too.
Yeah.
So that's the point we make. Mark in Lakeside. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Morning.
Hey, Pete, I had a quick question for you. Does Shimano or Salus or anybody make a jig in that tuna crab color? I mean, they're loading up on them. Seems like it would be a no-brainer.
They make a flat fall in a red crab color. Absolutely. And the flat fall has been the hot jig, the one, right, Stephen?
Yep.
I mean, you're in the tackle business.
No question. That just produces, and the beauty is you can fish it, you know, on any size line. I mean, certainly Spectra to, you know, at least 100-pound leaders, short leaders, kind of the way I fish it. But, you know, it allows you to fish it with heavy gear.
Right.
So it's can't miss.
The 160, the 200, or the 250 are the sizes you want, and they do come in like a red with a black stripe on it. It looks very similar to a red crab.
Yep.
Color, so.
It's got to be the easiest jig on the market to fish.
The easiest.
You do not have to be an expert to catch fish on that thing.
No, you don't.
Really, zero skill.
It is. It's great.
It is.
That's what's so good for me.
Yeah.
Love it.
Same here.
You feel it stop.
Yeah.
You put gear. You turn the handle, and you're on.
Yeah.
What's easier than that?
Yeah.
Right.
Love it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Hope that helps you out, Mark. Appreciate that. You know, wrapping up time here. Mike Lum again. The buy two, get one free on Reel a Week. 31 weeks of reels is still available both at Dana Landing in Mission Bay today only and by calling Tim, right?
Yes, and again, that's being provided by one of the donors who has made a very sizable commitment to us to cover the cost of these free tickets today to help us promote Friends of Rollo and Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. We do also want to thank all the manufacturers that donated these reels to us to make this thing possible. Okuma, Accurate, have just been huge supporters. There's a lot of other brands of reels on here, but those guys came in as sponsors. We've also got Turner's as a sponsor, Costa as a sponsor. All of these companies have come together to make this thing possible. We did not have to buy a single item to make this thing work. So
all of this money raised is going to be to
100%
take kids fishing.
All is used to take kids fishing, which is really good. So as long as the people will keep buying these tickets, we've done very, very well here in the first 2 hours of this, and we've got till 5 o'clock today. And Tim Baker's going to have a busy day, 909-223-9631. You get a third ticket for free. You get entered into a special CalStar drawing. If your ticket is drawn during the 31 weeks, you win a CalStar rod in addition to the reel. And the kids win with every ticket.
And in addition to so there's one rod or
everybody every ticket that is drawn from today will win a rod.
Everybody.
Thanks to CalStar. CalStar
bought it at Dana Landing, or
it doesn't matter. The ticket will be identified as a today. We'll put today's date on it. When it's drawn throughout the rest of the year, that guy will win the reel.
So there could be
week.
20 people that win, and there's going to be 20 rods.
Well, however many winners from today, and like I said, that's being possible because the folks at CalStar believe in what we're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Harold, you want to add something?
Well, something that we didn't touch on. I know that we have basically a person sponsoring this third ticket today. But if we have a corporation come to us and say, we want to give you a donation to take kids fishing, 100% of that donation is used to take kids fishing. We have no administration cost to those donations. We raise our money through administration costs on used tackle or something like that.
We have very, very little staff for Friends of Rollo. And
Arlene.
Very, very little overhead. It's not like some of the other 501c3 organizations. It's very, almost all of the money, virtually every penny goes to kicking kids.
There's no board member.
Yeah. How much do you get paid being a president, Harold?
There's a lot of zeros behind a dot and nothing in front of the dot.
Yeah.
And so it's all good.
And that being said, Pete, let's be honest. I mean, Friends of Rollo would be nothing without the majority of your listeners. I mean, we get donations from everybody. Yep. And again, don't forget, we're doing all these raffles and everything. You can donate at any time, any donation whatsoever. We have, obviously, we have used tackle sales. You can donate used tackle anytime. You can bring it down to Dana Landing. You can call us. We can make arrangements for that. But even the captains, owners of these boats for the tuna wars, the captains of every boat that we take trips on are all discounted. Manufacturers, people, it's all generous donations by everybody that allows us. You know, we're here pushing the buttons, but it's you guys that make this happen. And thank you to, you know, all your listeners, all your tackle manufacturers, captains, et cetera, landings.
You bet. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up, tell you about next week. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 3rd, Pete Gray will be traveling to Loreto in Baja California Sur with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a live broadcast in the marina area of central Loreto. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Loreto. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. While working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 3rd, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Loreto, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Cliff in Lakewood. You win the two tickets to the Captain's Reception June 20th and the $50 gift card to your choice of Dana Lanning or East County Bait and Tackle. Thank you very much, Stephen, for that generous donation. And thanks to all of our listeners out there for supporting Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Harold, somebody wants more information on Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, wants to go on Tune Awards 3. What's the deal?
Well, today you can call Tim and get booked up, or you can get information online. And we also have information via any of our board members, Mike Lum, Steve Pinard, you.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
We're more
Captain
than
Frank Lopresti.
Frank Lopresti.
Yeah. So 909-223-9631. You can buy those tickets today, or you can sign up for Tuna Wars, too. Or the captain's reception from Tim.
All of that from Tim, and that phone number is available on your
Facebook page. All right. Thanks, guys, for all your time, and thank you for listening this week. And next Saturday, Ollie and Jason from BD Outdoors and FishDope.com, and Sunday, Sean from Fisherman's Processing. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.